Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, Promise Learning Center celebrating 25 years serving children with autism. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Promise Learning Center was founded 25 years ago on April 9, 1993, by Mrs. Marjorie Hilton. Her objective was to create a space where the educational needs of children with autism could be catered for.
The school starts as early as age 4 and we go up to 21 and over. There are basically 4 departments. We have the early childhood, we have the primary, and there is the skills training department or high school level.
Principal Promise Learning Center Marjorie Hilton. She says the programs offered at the institution are designed to develop students in a holistic way.
So we have social skills development, we have self-help skills development, behavior modification, and these are especially for the students at the very lowest level. Then we have the academic training, and we have the skills training department. Under skills, we do things like home management, we do food preparation, we do fashion designing, there is computer or instructional technology, and there's also swimming. Music also plays a very great role here because our students are now also engaged in the JCDC band, where for several years they have been entering and getting gold and silver awards as well.
Mrs. Hilton says watching students excel in the area of music and sports gives her great personal satisfaction. In fact, she describes setting up the music program as one of the school's greatest achievements.
Students who were still nonverbal are now able to play musical instruments like the saxophone, the keyboard, and have been able to enter the JCDC festival, and we have gold awards. There are also students who are very successful in the area of swimming, and some of these students have swum internationally, getting gold medals in the area of Special Olympics as well. We also have persons who are very skilled in track and field, and on the same Special Olympics, there's something called bocce, there's something called softball throw, and our students are really talented in these areas.
Mrs. Hilton is also very proud that the school has facilitated several students to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, and the Caribbean Secondary Examination, CSEC.
25 years is a great milestone, and it brings out the joy in the history, in the knowledge of the school's development, its challenges, and the students' achievement. Our greatest achievement so far is actually seeing our students, those who were nonverbal, and those who are now communicating and passing their exams. We have had students who entered the school, they were early childhood level, and these guys are now sitting Grade 4 literacy tests, the GSAT exams, playing the musical instruments, performing as typical children, but yet still having the challenges under the autism spectrum.
Principal Promise Learning Center, Marjorie Hilton. Special educator Maxine Bolton is proud of the school's achievements and is looking forward to the next 25 years.
25 years for Promise Learning Center is really a milestone. We have seen where there are improvements in a lot of areas, and as we grow, we know that we improve as we grow. We become wiser and more understanding of everything that is placed before us.
Past student Delano Douglas currently works at the school and says he loves music.
I do home economics and then music, because my subjects include mathematics, language arts, science, music, and I think it's very interesting.
Joshua Francis says apart from music, he enjoys playing games on his tablet.
Yeah, I go on cricket, leap day, the hop swaps, and furthermore, I like to watch videos on YouTube.
My name is Joshua Richards. I can craft and mathematics. Yes, I like to play on the play field. I just swing on the swing and then go in the treehouse.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.